Hello, and welcome to the return. That's right, I'm back. I think technical difficulties, despite our best efforts, prevented us from being on last week.
We tried.
Yeah, there was an attempt. but the universe conspired against us, but not this week! This week we're back. It is the return of Game Over. I'm back from my vacation in sunny Florida, back to sunny Winnipeg.
Sunny and humid.
However, I am your show host, the only host, Simon Pazdo, to my faithful squad mate, Adam Pazdo. Matt Manier is actually trying to beg George R.R. Martin to save Game of Thrones. So he's at George R.R. Martin's house in New Mexico, groveling in front of him. And as always, we wish him all the best, and we hope to see him soon. Okay, so I've been gone for a bit, during which time I re-got addicted to our favorite mobile game, Bloons Tower Defense.
Nice.
Six? Jeez, it's on six now. It's on six. Yeah, you're at six. So if you're looking for a fun game to play on your phone, pay $3, buy that game. It's a lot of fun. I was playing that in lines in Disney World because that's where I was having a great time. I did notice I didn't play it, which I should have because I host a video game show. But there is actually a Disney Parks game where I think it's like you do some sort of zoo tycoon, park tycoon, whatever, with the Disney Parks. And not only is it a game that exists, but it's actually integrated in Disney World. So oftentimes rides, I assume if they're in the game, will say, hey, download, and you'll get something like maybe you can react to some part of the line. Oh, but I saw a lot of lines were actually being like, hey, come back once you've done this in the game, and something will happen. So if you're about to head to Disney World and you're interested in somebody doing, because that's the type of gaming that we don't talk about, time-wasting games,
yeah,
or line games. Check out the Disney Parks.
And that's basically what the Switch is for.
Yeah, and please report. Well, you're not going to bring a Switch with you in line. But check out that and then report to us on Facebook, Game Over UMFM, and tell us if you think it's cool. The other thing I played a lot of was Heads Up. I don't know. Yeah, you've definitely played that. I bought a little app. I bought a pack of it. So I have a whole bunch of extra Heads Up things. I think that's the game by Elden Generous.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. So if you're just looking for little things, still video game related, you can do those things. Now, you have seen a film.
Yes.
And it's a video game related film because we are not Ultrasonic Film, the UMFM's dedicated TV or movie show, although it's fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the longest running, if not the longest running series on UMFM. I encourage people to listen to it. But we are a video game show, and occasionally video games and movies
collide.
Combine in a perfect fusion.
Well,
no,
fusion.
Frequently imperfect fusion. So, because I've been gone, I haven't seen this movie that you're talking about, but you have. So,
yes.
We're going to talk about it a little bit. Don't spoil it because I don't want it spoiled. But from what I've heard, it works.
And it does work.
This has been tried many, 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 many times, and it never works. So, I'm curious what your thought is on why in the heck this one actually did.
Are we going to go the whole episode without saying the name of the movie?
You can reveal the name of the movie now.
So I saw Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu.
And yes, it works. It's great. I gave it a 7 if I had to give it a score.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but that's better than I've given like any other video game movie ever.
That's about what I've heard. It's like it's enjoyable. It's not going to blow you away, but it does work as well.
Yeah. Strictly speaking, in terms of why I think it works as a video game movie, or nothing else has, I think there's... I watched a video on this, and they had 7 things, and, like, I've got 3. 3 major things as to why this worked. The first one, and the most important one, is they weren't ashamed of their source material.
Yeah.
The big problem with video game movies is that usually you give it to a Hollywood studio who thinks video games are things for kids, and it's just like, okay, we got to take sort of the veneer of this and slap it on an action movie or something.
Yeah.
This is a Pokemon movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is 110% a Pokemon movie. And sort of related to that is also, it takes a lot of stuff for granted. Like, nobody spends any time explaining who Pikachu is or what the Pokemon are. It's just, there's a Jigglypuff. They don't even say there's a Jigglypuff. It's just, there's a Jigglypuff on screen. If you've seen the anime, you get the joke,
mm-hmm.
and that's all there is to it. And So I really like that. All the world building is in the background. The only world building they do in exposition is stuff that's specific to the movie and also to the Detective Pikachu game. So I've heard anyway. I haven't played it. So that was, yeah, the biggest thing is that it's just like, this is the world, this is Pokemon, just deal with it.
Yeah.
And so that is great. The second reason it works is Ryan Reynolds, because Ryan Reynolds just, it's a tour de force. He's just great.
He's sort of, I watched a spoiler-free review that compared Ryan Reynolds to Robert Downey Jr. in that they kind of had a character, but that character was sort of them, and now they just basically get cast to be
that guy.
Yeah. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's like, you could also put maybe Will Smith in that category of just people who, when they're themselves, are so entertaining that you can make hundreds of millions of dollars by putting them in the right scenarios.
Yeah, and that's it. And, like, the conceit of why he's able to talk is actually, it's a twist I didn't see coming, and I'm really impressed with that. Because most of the plot of the movie, I was like, okay, I've seen enough to know where this is going. But I didn't see that twist coming, so I appreciated that. But I was talking, so he's another big reason why it works. And yeah, but the most important thing, as I said, reason number one was just, it said, this is a Pokemon movie, we're going to make it for people who like Pokemon.
Yeah.
And there is some, like, what negative points I do have about the movie are that it wasn't enough Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one battle, and it's a sham.
No.
I'm not going to say anything about it before that might spoil it, but there's one battle.
Is it, like, in a ring, like a fight club?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's in the trailer.
Yeah, that's in the trailer. Yeah, so that battle is, I mean, you don't really get to see the actual fight going on. It's between Charizard and a Gengar.
Yeah.
No, it's not Charizard. It
should have been Gengar and Nidorino, surely, right?
Yeah, it should have been. It wasn't. It was Gengar and Blastoise. It was Gengar and Blastoise.
Okay.
So that was actually really entertaining when we were watching that. But, so that was good. And then Pikachu goes in and fights Charizard, and that's just a joke. And it's a very funny joke. Like, the whole thing is very funny. But as someone who's really into Pokemon, I would have liked to see at least one actual trainer-on-trainer battle.
Yeah.
And the conceit of Rhyme City is that there aren't trainers in Pokemon, but people have Pokemon partners anyway, so it's a little wonky.
Yeah, it's like, they kind of do weird stuff like that in the spinoffs.
Yeah, so that's okay. I'm trying to remember what my third reason this movie really works was. And actually, that might have been it. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, really funny.
Basically, I mean, I'm looking at the reviews, or I've watched a couple, and the review guys that I watched weren't super into Pokemon, but like the Rotten Tomatoes and the Metacritic scores aren't great for this movie, but it seems to be one of those movies where audiences liked it and critics did not. But it might just be critics can be out of touch. You know, yeah. It might just be it's so marketed and so polarized and so built for its audience that it might be losing other people. But that's the way, as you said earlier, that's the way you're going to make a successful movie. I'm going to make fun of a movie. It's a series that I haven't watched any of them. And on my vacation, I got some flack for that. But I don't care. I haven't seen a single Fast and the Furious movie.
I've seen one?
Yeah.
I think I saw like the second.
From what I understand, a few of them are pretty okay. And yeah. I went on the Fast and Furious ride in Universal when I was in Florida, and Dom called us family a lot, and then I just got mad at Emma Watson because they got The Rock and Vin Diesel and all the other actors to return for their roles, but Emma Watson was too hoity-toity to come back and revoice Hermione in any of the Harry Potter rides.
Yeah.
That's not the point. But the point is, I think that when you look at, three most recent ones? Warcraft, Assassin's Creed, and Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it Fast and the Furious-ing as in they added cars, but you know what I mean? They took a little bit of that Michael Bay, that Fast and the Furious, that big-time American blockbuster nature to them, and they added them to properties that really didn't need it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that seems to happen with a lot of video game movies, is that they just don't know what's important. They disrespect the source material by saying, okay, we have the basis of this, but now we're going to give it the big bombacity, yeah. Is that a word? I don't know, of Hollywood pictures. And that's usually where they lose it, instead of respecting the source material and making something off that. I also think it sounds like it was pretty smart of them to make a spin-off game.
Yeah.
Because where would you? I mean, Pokemon's so open ended. Where would you even make a Pokemon game? How would you even do it? How would you even make a regular Pokemon game into a movie?
Yeah, I mean, one movie, right? Because you could do an adventure of a trainer going through the gym challenge. There's something there. Yeah. Right? Because the Pokemon games, it's not a great story, but it's a good enough story. Mm-hmm. You have this main goal of becoming the Pokemon champion. If you want to add some weight to that, you can say, you can do the Yu-Gi-Oh thing, right? If you become Pokemon champion, you get $1 million and your sister has cancer or something.
Yeah.
Like something like that. And then you can have the side spin-off, like you can bring in Team Rocket or like any shadowy evil organization. That's not that complicated.
There's no way to do that without having a montage where you get through at least four of the badges.
That's true.
You do one and two.
Yeah. You do one and two, you skip three to six, and then you do seven and eight. And maybe you have like an interlude in between four and five where you go off and do something else.
Yeah, you do something else. But I mean, the problem is with the Pokemon games, they're so... customizable is a close to the word. By the way, if I struggle to say words, it's because I'm a Canadian who just had his brain fried in the Florida sun for 2 weeks. And so I'm a little bit slow on my speech today. But they're so customizable. You know, how would you possibly pick who your head trainer is going to be without getting flack from somewhere? You know, like that's just the nature of the times that we live in. That's been proven over the last couple of years that it doesn't matter what you make, someone is going to get mad at you.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'd probably do it sort of outside the canon. It'd just be like, here is a person who's not any of the main series people, but they're going, because the idea is there's nothing special about Ash.
Yeah.
He's just one of everybody who goes on this journey.
He's immortal.
Well, yeah, he's okay, besides that. Yeah, he just goes on this journey. And anyone can do that. And I think that's a reasonable thing. I think the tough choice is sort of what team of Pokemon do you build your movie around? Because that's the other bit. It's like you got to get through the gyms, but to get through each gym, presumably you have to acquire and train up new Pokemon.
Yeah, so that's why something like this, or, I mean, Pokemon Ranger wasn't very popular, but Mystery Dungeons have been going for a while. Like, if this one was a pretty safe bet, I wouldn't, because it has at least one human. I would presume that there's more in there.
Many more.
Yeah. But
Bill Nye is in this.
Oh, awesome. But they had the humans to like latch onto. So sort of like how they tried the Jungle Book before they made the Lion King, you have at least one human that people can be like, I know this is a human. I know how to relate to this thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if after this, the same company, I mean, it's produced by Legendary, and they make cool stuff. Like the Godzilla movie, which actually is coming out soon, looks really cool. But it wouldn't surprise me if the next one is a purely Pokemon
movie. He's in this too. The guy from the Godzilla movie.
The one guy from the Godzilla movie?
The only reason anyone remembers the Godzilla movie.
From Bryan Cranston's
in
this?
No. Ken
Watanabe?
Yes, that guy. He's in this too. Because that's the only reason there is another Godzilla movie. That line is the only reason there is another Godzilla movie.
To be honest, the next Godzilla movie looks really cool.
And it does.
It's got King Ghidorah, and it's reminding me of all the old Godzilla movies that you used to watch as kids.
But they keep saying one king to rule them all, and I'm like, but the king is Ghidorah, not Godzilla.
I mean, he's going to rule, maybe in the end. Okay, so, but is there anything... God, I had a great question that I should have written down because I meant to hit you with it, but that's fine. Is there anything that kind of surprised you that it was in there? Or anything that surprised you that it wasn't in there? Was there like something that you're like, oh, aside from the obviously like the battle, you wanted there to be more battles?
Now again, I haven't played Detective Pikachu, so I don't really know what the focus is on that. I've been told that if you did play Detective Pikachu, the plot, at least in the first bit, will seem really familiar.
Mm-hmm.
My main criticism, I can't really give away without spoiling it, but it's that the ending kind of goes bananas.
Okay.
The ending is constructed around a specific Pokemon, and I know a lot about Pokemon and a lot about the lore of Pokemon, and I've seen all the main series movies except the last like two
Pokemon movies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've seen the last two animated ones
because there's been so many.
I know. But anyway, the point is I've seen all the movies this Pokemon is in. It can do a lot of stuff. I don't think it can do this.
I feel like that Pokemon is Mewtwo. And because they revealed in the trailer, and I remember seeing that and being like, I wish I didn't see that. Because like that would have been a great pull to have it as if it's like this regular thing. And all of a sudden, oh my God, Mewtwo.
Well, but he shows up, like he's in like the first scene.
Oh.
He's very early on. Like that's how the whole plot kicks off.
Mewtwo does some Mewtwo stuff.
Yeah, Mewtwo does some Mewtwo stuff. And then, and that bit is fine. And then there's also a thing in the middle where I'm like, okay, that's a little weird, but I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. And then the end is just ridiculous.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, it's like, Mewtwo is very impressive, and I'm glad we're all agreed on that. But not, he doesn't do this.
He doesn't do whatever they're doing in the end. Alas. Okay, so my question for you is this then. We've seen what doesn't work. Are there Pokemon, or are there, not Pokemon, are there video game movies that you have in your head? Because, like, we could even do stuff like, I mean, what's the one that just got made? Angry Birds got made, and there's another one that's coming out.
Yep,
something similar
coming out.
Those are technically video game movies, as stupid as it is. But what's a video game movie that you would be excited to see, and where would you go with it? Because I know we've talked about spin-offs to games, but is there something that you'd want to be that you'd want to actually see as a movie? I know I want, there are a bunch of franchises that I think would merge well. Honestly, Assassin's Creed would have been one I was said, but they had no idea what they were doing with it.
Yeah.
Again, I'll quote myself from earlier that after Infinity War, everything's on the table. You know, you can yeah, literally
do anything
make
now.
Between Infinity War and Endgame,
you can do it.
Anything's possible if you do it well. Yeah. You know, if you actually know what you're doing and you respect the source material and you go after the right stuff.
Yes.
So I wouldn't mind them taking a stab at Assassin's Creed, particularly.
Ha.
Ha. Pun intended. But just do a historical drama and, like, leave Abstergo out of it, because it's so barely a plot of the new games. Like, I was playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey a little bit before I left.
Yeah.
And for the first time in, like, honestly 35 hours, it popped me out into the real world. And it was like, do you want to look around? I'm like, nope.
Nope.
And I was like, cool, here's the Animus. You can, like, hop right back in.
Yeah.
And it was basically a non-issue for the games. So if they tried it again, which I don't know if they will, because I think it was a flop.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, what did they do? The Spanish Inquisition? Something like that. I watched the movie. I don't even remember it.
I did not watch.
Just do a plain old. I mean, there's plenty of things. People have been asking for an Assassin's Creed movie, or Assassin's Creed game set in Japan, or something like that.
Yeah,
there are a lot of time periods that I think would be really, really, really cool. Or even if you do a game, I was hoping that they would do it with a Joker movie. If it's one of those things where it's like you get halfway through the movie before you discover it's an Assassin's Creed movie. Do you know what I mean?
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be really cool. And it's like, oh, the Templars. Wait, the Templars? Because it's a huge franchise.
Yeah.
It has enough notoriety that the type of people who would probably be going to see that movie, odds are decent that they would, even if they haven't played a game themselves, they would recognize that franchise. I would like to see that. Honestly, I still kind of want to see a Mass Effect movie. But again, nothing special, just like give me a little story, kind of like Detective Pikachu was. It sounds like it got big at the end, but give me a little character piece set in a world to prove that it's possible. Those type of movies are succeeding right now. Endgame is going to break all the records. It's already broken most of the records. It will continue to break the rest of them. But a lot of, like, some of my favorite movies from the past year have been character pieces about fictional / supernatural materials. I loved Bumblebee. And I
heard
loved,
good things. I haven't seen that yet.
And I loved Shazam.
Oh, yeah. Shazam.
And
great.
Those two are on the scale that I'm talking about. In neither movie is the world ever really going to come to an end. You know? In Shazam, like, there's a big plot beat, and there's a bad guy, obviously, that they have to beat. But Superman still exists, right? So he would still probably take care of it if it got out of hand. It would just be bad in the meantime.
Yeah.
But just little character things. Bumblebee never gets big at all. Bumblebee is, pun intended, because he gets huge, right? He's a robot. But it stays small the entire time. Whatever the video game movie that comes out next is, that's what I want to see. Find a game that has compelling characters and do a character piece on that, because trying to have these big, sweeping, epic things, it just doesn't translate.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the first one I'm going to suggest is a big, sweeping, epic thing.
Whoops.
God of War.
Yeah, okay, but the most recent one isn't necessarily the biggest sweeping epic.
Yeah, I think if you were going to do that, I think at this point you'd probably have to do it off the recent one where he has the kid.
Yeah.
I think for simplicity, you don't do it post the reveal at the end.
See, I'm tempted to veto that idea, because there's a few games, God of War being one, like The Last of a Series being another, that basically are movies, and that they have real life voice acting, real life acting. You know, you can watch the thing. Actually, we should hype it up. I haven't watched it yet. I really mean to, but the full length documentary Raising Kratos just released on YouTube.
Oh.
So people can watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it. But, you know, those things are, they sort of give you that movie experience with gameplay in the middle.
That's true.
So what else you got? So that, that would definitely be a good one, but it's so good that they had that idea and they turned it into a game.
That's true. Well, another one is because I was one of the, like, four people on Earth who enjoyed the first Prince of Persia movie. I would like another one.
Mm-hmm.
I almost don't know what I'd do with it because the first movie, whether or not it told it well, it told the story of the first game, basically.
More or less, yeah.
But I would like to see more of that. Whether or not Gyllenhaal was an appropriately racially cast actor is sort of a irrelevant point. I thought he did fine. You kind of need, like, maybe this is, I'm biased because I just saw Detective Pikachu, but Ryan Reynolds could do it. Like, you need someone with that level of just sarcastic charm to play the prince. Maybe, well, no, actually, Ryan Reynolds is good because he's also a bit of a dick, and that's kind of also what you want in the prince. But something like that where we get to explore, and that's another one where it's just good. And even that could all be in one environment because, like, all of Warrior Within is within one temple.
Mm-hmm.
But you would need something of a supporting cast unless you just want Ryan Reynolds talking to himself for 90 minutes, which actually I'm not against.
Yeah, the more you sell on the Ryan Reynolds thing, the more it's confident that is that if he's talking, you would listen to Ryan Reynolds read the phone book.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, you would. He's just that entertaining.
So, and I like mostly it's I would really love to see the Dahaka on the big screen.
I know you're just a fan of that.
I am a huge fan of the Dahaka.
That character and that villain. That would be I guess I've been pitching more story-related games. And by the way, hit us up on Facebook, Game Over UMFM, if there's something that's burning for you. But I would really be interested in seeing if there was some sort of video game mechanic that they would find an interesting way to bring onto the big screen. So something that's quintessentially video games. Like, remember in the Doom movie, they have that one period where... I mean, that's such, like, the best part of the movie, where they go first person for, like, a little sequence.
Well, they made a whole movie out of that, Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, true.
Which I watched, and it was awful.
Okay, but do it properly. But, you know, something like that. Like, if you could do a way to... There's been a ton of time-bending movies, right?
Yeah,
we've had Inception,
true.
And we've had... You know what? Not just Inception. Anything made by Christopher Nolan, we've had a ton of time travel movies. A couple of them came out pretty recently. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Not going to spoil anything, although spoiler window's over. It's been done. So I think that there's a really cool way to get the time travel thing to work on the cinematic experience. You know, like, actually, the more I talk about it out loud, the more it makes sense. You could do the entire movie again, right? You could do one movie, it goes, like, start to finish, and he fails, and then he gets to, like, the sands of time, and then he has to do the entire movie
again, and you get to watch it again. That is something like that with that Nicolas Cage movie. Next, I think it was, except it ends at that point, right? You find out at the very end, spoilers, that the whole movie was him having a vision of trying to live out the next several days, and then at the end of the movie he calls up the FBI and he goes and they screw up, like, the vision does not end well, so he calls up the FBI and he goes, okay, I'll help you, but you gotta listen to me. And that's how the movie ends. And so what I really like that idea is, you see the prince go through this whole thing and fail. And then, well, even the in Warrior Within, the Mask of the Wraith.
Yeah, so he turns into a villain. So the entire so you get to watch the movie from his perspective the first time, and then after discovering spoilers to Warrior Within, which came out in 2003 or whatever, you do it once as the hero, and then you do it the second time as the villain,
who's
realizing
actually,
he was actually the hero the entire time. I think we just wrote a pretty interesting movie there.
Yes, I think we did.
And that one's got the most. I don't want to say necessarily the most likely to get made, but as soon as you said Prince of Persia, remind me that Ubisoft has made two movies now, which is more than most studios, right? They're committed to actually turning their games, and they're meant to try to cross the platform.
Yeah.
Interesting. But again, like us on Facebook and hit us up on UMFM, Game Over UMFM. Like UMFM too, though, obviously. And let us know what movie or what game you think should be turned into a movie.
And who should play the prince if not Ryan Reynolds?
Exactly. Yeah, probably not Ryan Reynolds. We're definitely going to be a different cast, but I'm confident that you can find somebody good. Because no matter... They're finding amazing actors for anything everywhere. I'm confident that's more in directing than acting these days, because all of a sudden you'll see something like, for example, the prequels of Star Wars,
yeah,
where you have fantastic actors. Samuel L. Jackson is an incredible actor. He sucks in those movies, just like everybody else. And then you have other ones where they take absolute nobodies, but under amazing direction, they become superstars.
Well, and there's, oh, what's his freaking name? The kid that was in Fantastic Four, the new one.
Oh, Chris Evans. Oh, no. Oh, Miles Teller or...
That guy, Miles Teller. He's terrible, but you put him next to J.K. Simmons, and he looked amazing.
Yes, it's true. And you also have Michael B. Jordan.
B. Jordan.
Yeah, who's blowing up.
Yeah.
So he would be actually not the worst Prince casting I've ever heard of either.
Is he sassy? I haven't heard him be sassy in any.
We haven't heard him be quippy, but he certainly has the physicality for it, and the Prince is a physical character.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
Okay, so we have two announcements to make. The first announcement is, much to Adam's chagrin, we are taking next week off.
What? We just got back.
Sorry. It's that this Saturday, or this Sunday, is the finale to Game of Thrones. And despite whatever our thoughts could be on that show, we are going to indeed have a series finale, full-on hour of TV Talkers next week, hosted by yours truly, or at least co-hosted by yours truly, to discuss sort of in memoriam Game of Thrones. That might be a little preview of me giving my opinions on the series. Not a super huge fan of the season. Anyway, but the other news, which is huge, is we have been pursuing getting our show, Game Over, onto podcasting stations. And we have been successful in this endeavor. For whatever reason, I can't get it to pop up. I don't know if it's technical difficulties or whatever. But we have been approved to have our podcast on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and pretty much everywhere else. So if you have a podcasting app, chances are in the future, Game Over will be popping up on there. So, because Game Over, as I discovered very quickly, is a very generic name. I think we're Game Over UMFM on the app. But more importantly than that, follow us on Facebook. I can't keep saying it enough. And we will post the link to all of it there. But you no longer, I mean, UMFM.com is a great site now. Don't get me wrong. But if you want to just listen to us, we can listen to the rest of our podcast, because podcasts are huge. It's what I listen to all day at work. Now you can. We've made moves toward that. I'm very excited about it. It's been a long time coming.
I have been requested for Spotify, please.
I don't know if it's on Spotify. I'll have to check and I'll get back to whoever made that request. But at very least, I know it's on Google and on Apple. So if you use those two things, and Google Podcasts is free. So I don't know if you can do it on an iPhone, but we'll work on that. It's on a ton of podcast apps. It's going to be great. I'm really excited. I redesigned the logo. It's super cool. Anyway, speaking of Game of Thrones, and speaking of other TV shows, we got a great episode of TV Talkers coming your way. Stay tuned, and we'll see you guys, I will at least, next week.